Masechet Shabbat Daf Kuf Mem Tet, and we're starting at the bottom with the Mishnah of Daf Kuf Mem Chet Amud Bet. The Mishnah like this: Mone Adam Et Orchav, Et Parpotav Mipiv, Aval Lo Min Aktav. So Mishnah explained yesterday, if you got a Rashi, she said it just straight out that you can count your guests, right? We're talking on Shabbos, and your Parpotav, so your Min Adrim, like your food list, etc., and go through your food, not a problem. But you can't do it from a text, like a list. If you write Erev Shabbos like your guest list, but mitzvah, you got a guest list, you can't go around now on Shabbos and look off the list. Remember, you won't forget who's coming. Or if I start, they're going to explain why you can't do it. You can do it by a pair, you can go and count the tables, count the chairs, count the story, but you can't, counting people is a separate issue altogether, right? You know, you can't, that's a separate issue altogether. That's not a Shabbos related issue. Now here you can do some sort of lottery. You can do a lottery, who's getting first, who's getting this serving, that serving. Right? But you can't do it if it's going to be, who's going to get the bigger lot. Let's see that you cut up a lot of chops and someone got big chops and smaller portions, etc. You can't do a lottery on who gets the bigger one. You can see, don't know who's getting first. I don't know why you do that, but anyhow, but I don't know who gets the bigger one. It's really like related to type of a gambling. We'll see that on the Gemara. Right? Umetirin chalashin ala kochim beyomtol. That's more related to the Kohanim. Rashi says, yeah, chalashim or goralot as well. So the Kohanim can do lotteries on who goes first and who gets to do which avodah, etc. Ben HaKohanim says, Rashi, abalo ala manot. The Gemara will explain what it means, not on the manot. Okay. Now, we're starting Kuf Mem Tet. Top of the Amud, the Gemara's question on the Mishnah as follows. So it says, Ma Taima, right? Rashi says, yeah, Avalomin Aktav. Why is it that you can check your guest list and you can count your guests, etc., and your portions of food, but not from a printed list or a written list? Why not? What it says, Rabibi Amar, Gzare Shema Yimchok. Why? Rabibi says, because you might end up coming to cross people off. And he might have had an argument with him with Shachrit this morning, and now you're coming lunch to the bar mitzvah this afternoon. He said, I want that guy, and you cross him off the list. All right? Look at Rashi. You haven't got enough food. You have charot now. Why do I invite so many people? Because I suppose the minhag there was that the people around in the Beit Midrash, wherever they were, and the Shabbos would go out and call everybody and say, Mr. Khan and Mr. Krawitz and everybody, and then you'd come in. If your name wasn't called off the list, then they wouldn't call you. Right? So you cross off the list, like Shamash won't call him. Call Hani Shema, you cry, Bishitra head. Right? That's what you come. Rashi adds another thing over here, we'll see in a minute. He says, this whole idea of why you can't list over, also besides, he says, Call Hani Shema, you cry, Bishitra head, you're taught, shall make a chumen kar kama. Right? So we'll see, we're going to get in a second now about Nafka Minizia, where things are written. So just remember that Rashi in your back of your mind. So now we've got the basic answer why you can't read off a list, because you might come to cross things out. So Abaya Amar gives a different reason. He says, Shema Yikra B'Shitra Hedjotot. That's Rashi said. Yeah, he gives a different reason why. If we start letting you read from lists, you might start reading contracts on Shabbos as well. Because we don't want you to read printed stuff. Question about newspapers, but that's not far out of our scope today, right? But the same idea, right? So let's Abaya. So Rabibi says, because you might come to cross things out. Abaya says, we don't like you reading from lists, because you might end up reading contracts, etc. Okay, my benai, what's the nafka mina now? What's the practical implication between these two reasons? In other words, if Rabibi's worried that you're going to cross things out, and Abaya's worried that you're going to read from documents of some kind, so when would it be okay, according to one of them, to be able to do something? So the Gemara says, Ika benayu, what's nafka mina? Dikatav akotel umidle. It's written on the kotel, on a wall, the list, and it's very high. Right, look at Rashi Avia. Dikatav minyana akotel bidyo. It's written on a wall, this list of the guests, but higher. But right, umidle. She'eno magia lesham limchok. Right, but too high, you can't reach it. So now, according to Rabibi, whose concern was that you'd cross things off, so now his concern doesn't exist any longer. But according to Abaya, whose concern is you come to reach Tarot, maybe still an issue. Because if we let you read the list there, you might come to the list on Shtarot. Okay, that's the idea of a nafkamina.
What about the Gabbai's list?
The Gabbai's list? It's a good question. I mean, like for calling up aliyahs on Shabbos. So maybe you could answer that there you're in shul and the Gabbai's around and you... Sorry? Maybe the Tzorach Mitzvah Tzibur. Okay, Robert gives one answer. I would have said that, that's a good answer. But I would have said that maybe when there are people around you in shul, so you remind each other and therefore you're more aware. You in the also, but Robert's answer is a good answer.
It's the same as the concept of the towers where you have 10 people, they remind you.
Right, that's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking of, Shkoach, right. But maybe also, maybe Tzorach Mitzvah would be different. Then the question would be, what if it was a bris? Then what would Rabbi say? Right, okay. So it was like this. L'manda Mashem Yichog lo chashina. Or L'manda Mashem Yikra chashina. That only works well according to Rabbi. But what about Abaya who says Shem Yikra? So it was like, L'manda Mashem Yichog. So now he says, why don't we say that Rabbi would still worry Nicho Shem Yikra? Well, it seems to be that both these problems are problems on Shabbos. So we've solved the problem of putting the list high up. We've only solved one problem. What about Abaya's problem? Even Rabbi might be concerned about that problem as well. But two, and we said maybe Shema Yimchok lo chashinan. But furthermore, than maybe as far as Yimchok, we aren't worried about that at all. So that can't be work. But because we're going to talk about Tanya, lo yikra right there. You shouldn't read a candle. We learned this long time ago, right? And Dafyud Aleph, anyone remembers that? That was, I don't know, a couple of years ago, right? Says lo yikra loraner. Amar Rabbi afilu gavoh shtei komot. Rabbi said over there that it makes no difference even if the candle is two floors up. Rashi says she'edu magia sham la totaner asur. Still asur. Why? Hoil v'namuch asur gavoh nami asur shlo tachlok. Since a low candle is asur, a high candle is asur. There's a concept in halacha called lo palik. We don't distinguish between things. Maybe we'll still make that difference. Afilu goshtei amar da'ot. Afilu asara batim. Zeh agav zeh lo yikra. So maybe l'shem yimchok lo chashinan. Why wouldn't we worry even if it's high up? What he's saying over here is if we're worried about a candle that's high up because we don't want to make a lo palik, so maybe we'd still be here. Why do you say we aren't choshesh on lo yimchok even if it's high up on the wall? We might still not make a difference. We'd say lo palik, and then we don't care where it is. Once there's a principle implied that you might come and write it off, right? It makes it where it is. Ela ikka benayu says another. So therefore, because we wanted to say over there that according to the Lamanda Amar, right, of Shema Yimchok, lo chashinan, bless you. That's not true. Because maybe lo palik. So we haven't really solved anything by saying, what if it's high up? So Gemara says, Ella, so what's the nafkamina? We're going to find a nafkamina now. We're still looking for a nafkamina. We're trying to find a nafkamina between Rav Bibi and Abaya who says Shema Yimchok or Shema Yikra B'Shitre Jotot. Right? So we've seen over here that heart makes no difference. Because according to Rabbi's lo palik on the heart of a candle, wouldn't make a difference here either. There'd still be this Chashar Shema Yimchok. So therefore, we haven't solved anything. So what's it, Erika, what would the nafkamina be? The katal akotel umitati. Right, the Gemara says over here, maybe the whole story would be over here is, right, that it's written on a wall, right, but now it's very, very low, right? Umitati, I said, shenamuch, v'yachol la'gir sham v'limchok. Well, you can get there, right? Now, how's that in nafkamina? L'man dam Hashem yimchok chashina. So contra Bibi who says, shemichu right. And the one who says that, what's his chashash? You might come to read contracts. He wouldn't choshesh. Why wouldn't he choshesh? Look at this example Gemara brings. Right? Guda b'shtare lo michla. Guda is a wall. Rashi says over here, Guda kotel, right? B'shtare lo michla. You don't get confused between walls and contracts. So if it was high, we said it wouldn't be, it'd still be a chashash. If it's a low, it'll still be a chashash for the guy who says that you come to cross out. But according to Abai, who says the whole issue is because of other contracts, of other documents on Shabbos, here he wouldn't worry either now. Why? Because low walls, bichlal, maybe we could get this answer earlier as well. Walls and contracts you don't come to worry about. So we're going to say, wait a second. L'man damar shema yikra. L'echo shema yimchok. But now the same question. But the person who says that you might come to read, right, Abai in this case, he might still be concerned if it's on a low wall that you might come to cross it out. As therefore, if we look at this chashash over here, it seems the chashash of Shema Yimchok doesn't go away. So what's nafkinu? We want to find something that both of them will only be concerned about their particular considerations. Right? Ike benayu dechayik atavle v'apinkas. Says he has a nafkamina. Nafkinu would be one who says, Rabbi Bibi, who says Shema Yimchok. Notice Abaya, Shema Yikra. We're not discussing walls. That's not a good answer for us. Because walls are still could be a problem in either direction. What would be a good nafkamina here? The chayik atat was like engraved into some sort of like a tablet. Or a pinkas of Yashis is like a luchot shel socharim, like tables of a merchant, like they've got boards up. And they don't, it's not written with ink. Remember, Rashi said at the very beginning, if you look, the very last narrow, last wide lines of Rashi, the katav minyana akotel bedyo, written with ink on the wall. Now we're saying, we're talking about something which is not written with ink. What would nafkamina be? It was written on a board or on some sort of a tablet. It was engraved, it was scratched in, not written with ink. Right, there we'd have a good nafkamina. Right, why would that be a good nafkamina? Leman dama Shema Yimchok, according to Rabbi B, who said Shema Yimchok, so here, Lo Chashin, you can't cross these things out. Because not ink, you can't just cross it out. And Leman dama Shema Yikra, so the one says, there, Chashinan. So that would be a good example. We finally found an example where Rabbi would say, no problem, you can use that. Right, you could use that, long not on paper. And Abai would still not want you to use it because he would say that you might get confused still and come to read one of the others. But now maybe Rabibi in this case, there Rabibi said you can't use paper. Pen with it written ink because you might come to rub it out. But here, in this case, maybe it's, he'd also be choshesh to the issue of reading, right? Maybe you want to come along and say, it's not the real answer, that maybe Rav Bibi would say no, and Abai would say no, listen, you're not going to confuse between these things. But I tell you, we've got a problem. Why? We've got a brighter that says over here, Tosefti in this Masechta, that you can count how many people are sitting inside? How many people are sitting outside? Suppose it's the corona situation, right? You're limited to 10 inside, but 20 outside. So you want to make sure you got 10 inside and 20 outside. Just remind me to tell you often about the Sium. I spoke to the Blika guy last night. Okay. How many servings you have to have? Michtav she'al gabe akotel. So there you can write on the wall. But lo michtav she'al gabe tavlo pinkas. So what's the hechi dami? How would that be? Ida medichtiv michtav. If you're going to say that it is written with ink, mashnachu mashnachu, what do we care how it's written? Trying to find the nafkamina. Ve'ele lav dechayik. No, we're talking about when it's engraved. Ugetani michtav shegabe hakotel, aval lo michtav shegabe tavlo pinkas. And there it's written with ink on the wall, but it's not written with ink on the pinkas. So maybe that would be a situation. When it says no, olam dektav hakotel midlay. We go back to our first answer. What are we talking about? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is written on the wall and in ink. Ude kakashelach de rabba. And our kasha about Rabbah, where Rabbah said about the light, that the light, even if it was 2 stories high or 10 houses on top of each other, you still couldn't use a light to read from because of the concept of lo palig, right? The Rabbah Tanai. That's not really a problem. Why? Because Rabbah is in itself based on the machloket Tanaim. So according to the one side of machloket Tanaim, it would make no difference. But according to the other side of machloket Tanaim, it would make a difference. And therefore, to the side that would make a difference, too, that the heart is relevant. Here we found a good enough community to go back to the original case. You've got this list. If this was on the wall, it was high, you couldn't get to it, then Rabbi wouldn't worry about you crossing it out. And so there's no document around, nobody would worry about using the newspaper. That would be the best situation. And here brings down comes the machloket, the Tanya. That's our Mishnah. Right? You can count your guests and your delicacies by but not from the Ktav. Rav Acha Matir. Michtav shagabe akotel, and Rav Acha here says, this is in the brighter, right? So Rav Acha adds in here that you can if it's on the wall. And the Gemara says in Hechidami, give me an example, how would it be? If it's written just on the wall, if it's written low down, you might come to mock it off. It's high up above and you can't get to it. Okay, so basically we sorted it out now. We've got a good enough coming on a high wall, and then Rabbi wouldn't worry about it. And I suppose from Rabbi's point, from Abaya's point of view, right? It's not, you don't get confused between walls and between documents, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So Rambam says, wait a second, v'hani tanai, k'hani tanai. This machloket is like another machloket tanai. The tanai, what's machloket? Ein ro'in b'mar'e b'shabbat. How's that? None of you are expecting that. You can't use a mirror on Shabbos. Right? You can't look in a mirror in Shabbos. We'll see now what mirror we're speaking about in a second. I actually looked up in the Shulchan Aruch. She brought la halacha exactly like this Gemara. Siman Shin Bet, I think. What is Siman Shin Bet?
Look at Rashi. He says mirror.
Yeah. You beat me to it. Irish Koch. I look at him exactly. Right, look at that. The Anurit Amara. Rashi says exactly like Aruch pointed out. Mirror. He uses the word mirror. Amazing, eh? Proper 1,000-year-old word. Rashi says, why can't you look in the mirror? Why is it looking in the mirror? Because you want to fix your hair up and your beard. Right? Hilcha chayshina. What are we concerned about? Shema yir'en nimina medul delot. You might see little pieces of hair sticking out. Exactly like you do today when you're shaving. You're going up in the mirror like this to see that's all clean. Right? Shenan shavot im sharas. It's not very clear. V'yigal chan. And you're going to cut it off. Rashi, the Mishnah Shas adds in, you have a yigal chan b'misparayim. And you'll cut it off with a pair of scissors. Right? That's, we'll see why it's a little bit difficult in a second there, right? That Mishnah Shas. Says over here, Rabbi Meir Matri b'maria kavu b'kod. Rabbi Meir says, now you can use a mirror that's fixed to the wall. So the Gemara says, Mishnah kavu b'kod. So why does it make a difference if it's fixed to the wall or not? He says, the adahachi v'hachi mitkar. Because you, before you come to actually get your pair of scissors and cut it, you'll remember that it's Shabbos. Look at Rashi. If it's not there as well, you've got to go find a pair of scissors or a blade, and you remember that it's Shabbos. The Gemara says, "No, what are we speaking about? This halacha particularly. Listen to this. We're talking about a mirror that's made out of steel. Rashi, look at Rashi. Shel matechet. She'eino tzarich lavi misparayim she'atzma megalach rasear." You don't need to go fetch a scissor because it's a type of a mirror made like a kit, like an all-in-one. It's a mirror with a blade at the end of it. So you're looking at the mirror and you just quickly go like this and cut your, oops, don't do it with glasses, right? And cut your hair, right? That's what we're speaking about. Why do we say Chazal said it's asur to use a mirror like this? Okay, so that's the halacha lemaaseh in the Shulchan Aruch, that a mirror like ours is not a problem. But if it's a mirror that's got a sharp edge, and you would use that sharp edge, you look in the mirror and then actually use it, or you take your hair and like cut the hair off with the mirror itself, that's something which is asur. That in itself is like a bad, but a regular mirror to look at isn't a problem. So that's, he says that machloket tanaim over there, right? Where we said there of the heart, etc., is we can see that if it's a low candle, it's one thing. If it's a mirror that's got a blade on it, it's different to mirror. But at the same time, so the same machloket tanaim, can we use things that are normally mutar, or do we say lo palig? You don't make any distinctions whatsoever. A mirror is a mirror is a mirror. No, we see it makes a difference. If it's a mirror that hasn't got a blade on it, you can use it. Has got a blade on it, you can't use it. A candle that's low, you can't use. Candle that's high, you can use. Something on the wall that's low, you can't use. Something on the wall that you don't get to, you can use. That's the concept here of this machloket tanaim. The work here is the Tanya Rabbanan. Ktav ha-ma'alach, tachat ha-tzura v'tachat ha-diyakonot, asur likro b'shabbat. Now, what does it mean, ktav ha-ma'alach? So we're not talking about a walking letters here, via, right? It's unlike ktav ha-ma'alach. Look at Rashi here. Ktav ha-ma'alach. Kegon bnei adam ha-metzayirim b'kotel chayot meshunot. People who draw on walls, like crazy, sort of strange types of animals. Or dikunot shel bnei adam shel ma'asim. Or they draw like murals of people's faces, etc. All different activities. Kegon milchemet David v'goliat. They draw on the wall like a mural of a war scenario. V'kodvin tachteya. And they write underneath it. Zu tzurat chaya plonit v'zu dikunit. Plony v'plonit, and they actually give an inscription. They say, this is the face of so-and-so, and this is the war of so-and-so. They write underneath the mirror what they were writing. So that's what he calls Ktav ha-mahalach, tachad ha-tzura. Tachad ha-tzura, asur likroto, you call it on Shabbos. V'diukono atzma, He says, but and listen to this. He says, and this face, right? This af bechol asur listakel ba. Even these murals of the people's faces, you can't even look at during the week. Forget about Shabbos. Why? Right? Mishum she'ne'emar al tifnu el ha'elilim. Don't turn to idols. Now, there's a dikuta. Take a look at this Tosfot over here. Marked Beshitra. Tosfot over here. V'dukuno atzma afachol asur. The very, like, right for the white lines, correct? Nir'eh, the b'shavyue l'shem avodat gilulim amar. That's only, says Tosfot, if it was said, it was an idol worship type of thing. Aval l'shem noi mutar. But if it's just for beauty, the Bach adds in the word noi, then it would be mutar. K'damashvim mi banan shel kodshim, mi kadoshim. T'lo havu mistakle b'tzurta de zuza, michlal de acharina havu mistakle. He says that, giving some example here, Tosfos from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that there they wouldn't look at things which were holy children of holy fans, would look at things which were Avodah Zarah, which implies that you can. So if you go into a museum, there's no issue to look at a mural, or if you look at the street, you've got a lot of street art around Miami, there's like a big place like that, etc. Right, it's all mutar, as long as you know it wasn't for Avodah Zarah. Right, so that's the Gemara says over there. Right, Mishum Shadi Amar. Amar. So God says, "My Talmudah." What's the makor for this? What are we getting? Amar Rabbi Chanin, "Al tifnu el midatchem." So that's how his limud over there is. Look at Rashi. El asher atem osim midat levavchem vechilel shelachem elilim lashon chalalim. So Rashi also seems to bring in here that's pretty specific talking about Avodah Zarah. Can the Gemara carry on? The Mishnah said, "Mefis adamim banav." We saw that you could draw lots with your kids, but you couldn't do it on big portions or small portions. You could do it on just to see who gets first, etc. The Gemara says like this: "In banav in bemnei batav in v'imacher lo." Right. So with your children, no. Well, yes, but with imacher, but with others, no. That's what the Rashi should understand, right? Because particularly in your children, look at Rashi. In imacher lo midelo mana milo tana umefis ala manot. The Mishnah was quite specific. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Mefis Adam im banav v'im b'nei beto al ashulchan." It didn't say "Mefis Adam al amanot," that you could have a lottery on the portions. So yeah, the Mishnah was very, very specific. Who can you do it with your children, right? Why not with the others? My timer. Could Rav Yudah Amar Rav Shmuel? Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. B'nei Chabura hamakpidin ze al ze. Right. So look at this. B'nei Chabura. Did I skip something here?
No.
B'nei Chabura makpidin ze al ze. Look at Rashi. Makpidin. She'ein mochanu vachin ze ze. So people are very particular, right? You know, you have some friends who are like that, eh? That they don't let anybody off for nothing. And if they're sitting down and they want to get the big one, they get the big one. And they get small one. When you're young, it's more common, these sorts of things. Right? Ovrin mishum mida umishum mishkal umishum minyan umishum lovin oporin b'yom tov. So you look at Rashi, go back. Now, that's what I skipped Rashi. Mishum lovin oporin de gazur bahu rabanan sheme yichtov. So people who are very particular with one another, Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel says, they can't do any of these sorts of things because they might end up actually coming to write things down to keep a bet, now to keep a record of where we stand with one another. Ukedivrei Hillel. The Mishnah Shas corrects that to Hillel, not Beit Hillel. Hillel, af bishum ribit. And ribit, remember Hillel here, we saw Hillel yesterday. Hillel was the one who was concerned about lending bread and that from your neighbors because of interest. And with Hillel, there might even be a problem of ribit. Why? Look at Rashi. Dechayish shema yokiru chite b'halvot kikarot. That's our case we saw yesterday. Af bishum ribit. He was worried about even lending bread or flour, whatever, because of ribit. So yeah, if you got a deal to your friends, and you get this one, you get that one, you have to square up later on, you might end up coming to a situation where you're going to have to pay more to give him back what he got this time. We'll even get into the issue of ribit. Well, says, wait a second. I don't understand. If that's the case, iachi. So, banavu b'nei b'to, nami. See, if you're worried about somebody, if you're worried about your doing with your friends, so aren't we worried about all these concerns as well? We might be makpid, you've got a very competitive relationship with your father, with your mother, with your siblings, you know, writing it down as well. Why is it not a problem? So he wants to say that. Rav Yehuda said, "Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav." He says, "What's the reason? Mutar l'alvot banav ubenei beito beribit, kedei lahatiman ta'am ribit." That's amazing. He says, "Min adin, you're allowed to lend money to banav ubenei beito, to your children or to your family, lend their money with, on interest. You can give your son a loan and make him pay you back with interest. Why? Because Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav says." Let him understand. Otherwise, how's he going to learn the danger of ribbit? So let him taste the taste. Let him get it from you. Right? Look at the last wild lines of Rashi there. Sheyedu kamekashe. Let him understand how hard this is. Right? Alme kevan demashluhu and kanisu ribbit. Since the whole idea is. Sorry. I didn't correct the Kavan de Mishelohu, since it's his anyhow, it's your money, the children are yours, and you, the children, all that one big family. It's within the family, right? And there isn't really Isra Ribbit. Vehilchach gabe mida umishkal uminyan. And if when it comes to measures and weights and sign and amounts, nami lo kapidahu elashvotam belo knaa whatsoever, right? It's all in the family, and it would all be okay. It's quite amazing what he says over here, that you can lend your children money on ribbit. There's somebody who takes this too far, you know. So we carry on. So he says, the Gemara says, Yachi, Malak to Lakri Gablak to Dami. So then I don't understand, says the Gemara. If that's the case, then why don't we allow them to have an offset on big and small? Manot? Why are we limited only to what money you get? Was Elachi Nami, you're right. The Chisru of Mechson actually says it's a corrupted Mishnah. V'achik d'sim in Tlin Mishnah. Mechson amim banav im b'nei b'to al ha-shulchan. Afilu manah gdola k'neged manah k'tana. And even a big one, a big portion against my timer. K'rav yulam ha-rav im banav im b'nav b'to enim acher. The Gemara says like this. My timer, k'rav yulam ha-rav. And what's the answer? Im banav im b'to in im acherim lo. And we're like, well, why not? My timer, k'rav yulam ha-shmuel. So that's like k'rav yulam ha-shmuel. The first halacha was k'rav yulam ha-rav. I was saying I made a mistake over here. What's going on? Help me, sort me out. The first answer to the first question was, when we said, my timer, that you can make it with your children, big and small. So that was, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And then he said, im banavim b'nei b'to in im acherim lo. Because only with your children, not with others. So then the Gemara was, well, why not? And that was because of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now it's because of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He brings an answer because of that. And what's that? Mana gedola, mana keneged mana ketana, af bechul la'acherim asher. He says, why not? Because not a specific to Shabbos. When you come to have bets with friends, even during the week, you can't have a bet with them on big versus small meals. My time, he says, why not? Mishum kubiya. Because what's kubiya? Kubiya is throwing a dice. That enters into the realm of gambling. Right? Look at Rashi Avia. Mishum kubiya. De gezelhu. This is the problem Chazal had with gambling. Right, when you play, when you go to gamble, there's actually theft involved. Why? Look at Rashi. He says, because the asmachta lo kanya. It's an asmachta as a rule. This whole thing is not really a deal. We're not really buying one from an edge or the other. Va asmachta de samich ala goral. You're really relying on your fate. And what do you say? You believe you're going to win. Otherwise, you wouldn't gamble. Im yipol goral amanah gdola iskeba. He says to himself, if my lot falls on that big menu, it's mine. Ulefichach tala atzmo. Therefore, he says, you know what? But there's either downside, yeah, there's a chance of biting from the small side. If you were certain, if you told the guy in advance, listen, 100% certain you're going to get the smaller amount, would he go to a lottery? No. So therefore, he doesn't really want the smaller one. And you know he doesn't want the smaller one. And he's going into this position here really believing he's going to win, but if he was knew he's going to lose, he wouldn't do it. And therefore, the fact that you got the big one, it's almost as if you stole from him. It's a nasmach, it's not 100%. That's Chazal's whole problem with gambling. It's very complicated exactly why and when, etc. That's why, so Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says over there, you can't even do it during the week. Right, so now, the Gemara carries on, the Mishnah says, Matilin Chalashin Al. We saw there that the Korbanot, the Kohanim, could do lotteries on what they got, their Korbanot, etc. The Gemara says, My Avalo Ala Banot. Because the Mishnah, see, look at the Mishnah, end of Kuf Mem Chet Amud Bet. It said, "Metin chashin ala kodshim, aval lo al hamanot." And Rashi said there, the Gemara will explain what does it mean, "lo al hamanot." So, what does it mean, "lo al hamanot"? So, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, right? So, if you look here, Rashi makes the Mizrach Shas makes a slight change over here. It's quite interesting because it says, "Berei de Bat Yaakov," the son of Bat Yaakov. But Berei means his son of Bat Yaakov. So, the Mishnah Rashav changes it to Bara debat Yaakov. And the Mishnah Rashav tells us over there, Umishum Shaviv lo haya hagun, lefichach lo hiskiro. His father wasn't Jewish. So therefore, he was a big time chochem, but his mother was Bat Yaakov. She was Bat Yaakov. I don't know what his name was, but his father wasn't Jewish. So he's the daughter of Bat Yaakov. Right? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, prayed about Yaakov. So his name was Yaakov. And what was he called? He was called Yaakov after his maternal grandfather. Right? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Barad Bat Yaakov. Avalo al amanot shelchu beyom tov. He says, Zaviyah, what does it mean, lo al amanot? He says, lo al amanot shelchu. Look at Rashi. Shel kodshim shel etmo. He says, no, what are you speaking about? I'm not speaking about the ones from today. But let's say that today is Pesach and you bring korbanot. And yesterday there was Pesach and Gaza arrived and brought korbanot as well. They had a nedir to bring and whatever. Nedavot, which they had brought with them for the regel. And now you do a hagralah on the kodshim from yesterday. Why wasn't it yesterday? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Right, so what's the vekom? That's pshita. Why, where is the chilush there? So this is not my thought. What did you have thought? Hoyil v'ktiv. Since the pasuk over here says quite a few psukim coming up now. Right, ach ish al yarev v'al yochach ish va'amech kemerivei kohen. So amech kemerivei kohen, that your nation is like the arguers of the kohanim. Kohanim elu shehem balei meriva. See, the Gemara says, yeah, the kohanim are argumentative types. Right, afilu manot techul nami. Right, sorry. It's not true. No, it's not true. Right? He says, right? Techul nami, right? We might have thought, right, that techul ones, you're allowed to let them separate, stop them from arguing, even on the chul one, let them do a lottery. Kamash, no, they can't. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Yaakov, Barbaradir, but Yaakov, Kol Shechaver Nash Al Yado, Ein Machnisin Oto, Bemichitzato Shekamash Baruch. While we're on Rav Yaakov, Barad Rabat Yaakov, we bring another couple of limudim in his name. So says over here, he says, anybody who causes his friend to be punished, right? Shechaveiro ne'enash al yado. Ein machlisit oto bebachsashit, as he's not welcome in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yard. Doesn't want him there. Now, what's the makor? He says, ilayim mishum dichtiv, ayom Hashem, mi, he brings the pasuk over here, v'yom Hashem, mi yefate et achav, ויעל ויפול ברמות גלעד, ויאמר זה בוכה וזה אומר בכה, ויצא הרוח, ויעמוד לפני השם, the רוח. He said, ויאמר אני, the רוח came. ויאמר השם אליו במה, ויאמר יצא והייתי רוח, I'll be a wind, שקר בפי כל נביאה, ויאמר תפתה וגם תאכל צא ועשה חן. I'm not sure exactly the psukim, whatever, but it says, ויאמר השם מי, and he says, ויאמר זה בוכה וזה אומר בכה, ויצא הרוח, ויאמר אני אפתל וכו', ויאמר יצא, והייתי רוח שקר בפי כל נביאה, ויאמר תפתה וגם תוכל צא. So you mean, my רוח, what's the רוח? רבי יוחנן, זה רוחו של נבות. Right, this is the רוח of נבות. ומה יצא? What does it mean, go out? אמר רב, צא ממחיצתו. So he came to sort out the problems, but he caused somebody else to be punished. Isn't it a bad guy? Nonetheless, say Hashem didn't want him. Wait a second. But maybe the deal mahatam hainu time. There was a specific reason. Dichtiv dovesh karim lo yichon, because he was lying. Because it said even their sheker. Right. So that might not be a good makor. That not couldn't really be a proof for us. Because there it was done with sheker, and therefore, if you called your friend to suffer with sheker, there you might be wanted in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We wouldn't have a proof where it's done without sheker. Here's the makor. Another place. Right. And we quote a pasuk here in Chabakuk. So the pasuk like this: Savata kalon mikavod shetei, gamata v'harel tisov alecha kos yamin Hashem, v'kikalon al kavodecha. Bit of a wild story can come over here. The Moshe says like this: He says Savata kalon. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. Nebuchadnezzar. Don't Nebuchadnezzar says Rashi. Shaya matil. This is wildest, unbelievable. You can't even think about it. What is this? Shamatil mishkav zachur ala melachim. He forced all the kings around there under him to sleep with him. Ukeshegia yomo shel tzidkiyahu amelech. Right? Came tzidkiyahu's time now. It's his turn to sleep with the Nebuchadnezzar. Nimshecha olato gimel meot ama. So his orla, right, stretched 300 amas, 150 meters. V'hainu savaat kalon. This is what's going on over here, right? So his foreskin stretched 300 meters, 250 meters. It's Basically, it was impossible to do anything. Right? מחבוד זה נבוכדנצר שתה גם אתה והרל זה צדקיה. So now he says, גם אתה והרל זה צדקיה. So the Gemara says, חד דקולי קרא נבוכדנצר כתיב. ועוד צדקיה צדיקה. מה היה ולילה מעביד לה? What would you have done? אמר ביהודה אמר רב, בשעה שביקש אותו רש לעשות לו אותו צדיק כך, וכו'. So again, let honestly be the proof. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not sure to understand all these psukim. You know me, I'm not even attempting to understand all these psukim. Right, the Gemara says, he has the makor, el miyacha. And he brings another makor of here. Gam anosh le tzadik lo tov lakot nedivim al yashar. He says, even anosh le tzadik, punishment, lo tov lakot nedivim al yosher. So it seems to be here that Rashi said, yeah, anosh le tzadik lo tov, Rashi said, what do you mean lo tov? Anosh le tzadik lo tov. Tzadik ha ma'anish lo tov. Even a tzadik that causes punishment lo tov, vekayman de'ay lo tov, harei hura. And says there, because it's not, the pasuk says lo tov, it's actually bad. So even a tzaddik who punishes somebody, it's bad when he does it, right? So ain't no tovel ras is a gemara. Uchtiv kilo, and he quotes another pasuk over here. Kilo el chafetz resha ata lo yegurcha ra. What does it mean? Lo yegurcha ra. She says lo uchtiv lo yegurcha amel ain't no nichnas b'mechitzato. Okay, so he says over here, gam anush le tzaddik lo tov, it's bad, and therefore he doesn't go into the mechitza of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uchtiv. And the next one says, "Ki lo el chafetz rasha ata lo yugura, tikata Hashem lo yagur b'mukhara." My mashma does it mean? The high chalashim lishle de puruhu. I don't know. So we finished that. Sorry. So that was the end of that story over there. Trying to bring a couple of proofs of that even a guy causing tzaddik. I'm not interested. Now we go back to our Gemara. Amisha says, "My mashma the high chalashim lishle puruhu." We said there that the kohen couldn't have lotteries about these korbanot. So we said, where's the word chalashim? How do we know that it means pura? It means a pur, right? Like purim from a lottery. Because quite the pasuk of here says, "Eich nafalte mishamayim, Hillel ben Shachar nigdata le'eretz cholesh al goyim." So you see, look at Rashi, cholesh al goyim. But Nebuchadnezzar, also about Nebuchadnezzar, right? He basically chose from the goyim. So Rabbi Huna Melevet Shayama til pura gedulei machut leida eze ben yomo shemishkav zachor. Go back to the same subject we spoke about earlier on. That's what was brought over there, probably. He says that Nebuchadnezzar would have lotteries to see which king's going to sleep with tonight. Right? Look at the Shema Til Pura, Gedolei Malchut. Right? All the kings. Uchativ, Komachai Goyim Kulam, etc. Amar Yochanan, Shechanu Mishkav Zachur, Shenachu Mishkav Zachur, Amar Yochanan, Kol Yamav Shlutor Rasha, Lo Nimtza Shok Pepe Kol Bria. And he says that it's such a wicked guy, that Nebuchadnezzar, that the whole time that he was around, nobody could laugh. It was always pick and walk around in fear. Shneemar, and this is the pasuk that he quotes here. Nachash keita kol aret pitzchu rina. Basically, nachash keita sheket was gone. Kol aret pitzchu rina. Michlal daad hash de lo haverina. Right when he died eventually, but the pasuk over here, nachash kat shakta kol aret pitzchu rina. They opened up in sing. Mitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan asul amod beveto shlo torah. You can't understand in his house. Shneemar v'sirim yir kedusham, because the demons, the devils dance there. I said, the law and Hashem, not people. We should have briyot, mishtalkin, amezikin. And basically, normally, I think he's saying about Hashem, we should have briyot. Normally, they run away. I don't know. But imtzam mevatel gzorot amelech. I don't know what that means, to be honest. I'm a Yehuda Amara. B'sha'a shivi keshto rasha lasot lo tzadik. Because v'chizkia, kach nimshecha ola tor 300 ama. V'ayta mechazeret al kol ha-mesiba kula. Obviously, it's very embarrassed. Hashem, melachim shayu mesubin v'yoshvin afanav. There were all kings around, and he was choosing the kings, and his foreskin spread around. I don't know how you understand this. Rach ne'emar, savat kalon mechavod, shata gam atabar. And the verse, Arel b'gematria is 300. It's 300. I'm a Yehuda Amara. B'sha'a shi'arad otor rasha le'gehenom. Ra'ashu kol le'gehenom. When he arrived in Gehenom, everyone in Gehenom started panicking. Right, Amru Shema Limshol Alehem Ahuba. Maybe to come here to reign over us. Or the passage over here, Lechalot Kemotam Huba. Rashi says over here, the Mesul Hashas, they changes the says to Lichlosh. Right, again to have lotteries in us. They were scared again. Shnei Amar Gamata Choliat Kemon Alein Nimshalt. Yatzah Bat Kovitz Amra VAmra. Mimina Amtere Davish Kivait Aralim. So again, I'm going to take all these past psukim and ech, in the Flavia. Here was the Ilui Nishmat Moshe ben Yosef ki Ara Fried's grandfather. He's in an area where there's no minion to say Kaddish for him, and Kaddish Yosef in the shul and learning for him.